All right, let's bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for our daily update at 6:56. He joins us on the Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline. Joe, how are you this morning?
I'm good, guys. Had a good weekend. I think the Andre Woodson thing is accurate. I think he is the real deal, but as you mentioned, he's surrounded by some pretty quality talent. He's got a lot of weapons to throw to, and you know, Burton and Tammy and of course Raphael Little in that group. So, you know, you give a good player great talent around him and they can do those kind of things.
And, Joe, I made my maiden voyage to Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge. Had been down there to cover the SEC basketball tournament before, but never saw a football game there. But in the aftermath of the loss to LSU, Steve Spurrier switching quarterbacks again. Chris Smelly is his guy, so down the line, that might be who the Commodores will be facing.
Could be, and it's interesting that it happened, you know, just the week before, whether Spurrier was just trying to build some confidence or whatever. You know, he goes out on the limb and talks about Blake Mitchell and says, you know, this is the guy that's going to be our guy, who's going to lead us this season, and then 1 week later makes a change. So, I don't know. I guess we shouldn't be too surprised. Steve Spurrier's always been pretty quick about, you know, pulling the trigger on a quarterback and not reluctant to play two or three, you know, during the course of a season. But Smelly seems to be the guy that keeps figuring back in and working back in, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if he's the guy we see down the road.
Joe, top to bottom, this might be one of the best years in the SEC ever. You could make an argument, Florida, LSU. I think LSU's probably the better team right now. But the other interesting element to the conference is looking at the bottom. Who exactly is the worst team in the SEC? Mississippi State is 3-1 with a win at Auburn. Mississippi nearly beats Florida, and Vanderbilt, obviously competitive, has a chance to improve to 3-1 this week.
You know, it's amazing when you mention that. Mississippi State is 3-1. That's right. And they've sort of turned things around a little bit. And, you know, listen, the guys in the middle of the top of the pack, or what if you want to call it that, Georgia got a big win this weekend against Alabama in overtime. And you know, Auburn is 0-1. Auburn struggled. We get them in a couple of weeks, you know, so obviously, and they've got Florida this coming Saturday. So, that's a big test for them. There is no day off in the conference, that's for sure. It's really going to be interesting to see, because I think right now, if you asked anybody in the league, they would tell you Florida and LSU have to be considered the class of the field right now. They play each other sometime coming up here soon, and then you know, a lot of folks are saying they're going to meet each other twice. They'll see each other again in the championship game. I don't know about that. There's a lot left to be done between now and then. And you look at the Kentuckys of the world at 4-0, and with a couple of big convincing wins for them, I don't think you can rule anybody out at this point.
Joe, what about the Commodores? They did have a weekend off from a game play on Saturday. How do they spend the weekend, and now as they look ahead to the next opponent?
Well, they got Friday and Saturday off. They gave the guys both those days off. Coaches were out recruiting and on the road a little bit more than they are usually able to during the season. Then they got back together yesterday and had a pretty physical practice for a Sunday. They got after it a little bit harder than normal just to kind of get back in the swing of things. I think they feel like they've caught up a little bit in the injury situation. You won't hear a lot of talk this week, I don't think, about the injury situation for players. I think they're pretty confident they're going to get most everybody back for Saturday, and that was a big focus. So now it's back to getting ready for an Eastern Michigan team that actually, when you look at things, is 2-2, but they lost at Pittsburgh 27-3. They lost close to Ball State, and we saw what Ball State did this past weekend against Nebraska. So, you know, certainly they've got some talent and a lot of returning players, and it's not a team that'll be taken lightly at all.
Joe, we'll talk more about that as we go along this week. We appreciate your time as always.
Call in show tonight, 7 o'clock at the Commodore Sports Bar and Grill, and right here on 104.5 The Zone.
And Yogi brings the eats.
That's right.
See you, Joe.
All right.